Part two of our review with Dan, Neil, and Sean to discuss a bit more detail the squad, where we think the key positions might be, what we think the certain incomings will affect and will impact on this Liverpool team into next season. Sean, I mean, I've got it further down the agenda, but let's start with rotation, shall we? I think one of the things that is interesting about this is when we look at last season. Certain players hit certain patches of forms and runs of games at certain times. But it is a small squad that the manager uses throughout the campaign. It's a relatively injury-free season. But we could go into next season with potentially six of those squad players. Granted, he didn't use them that much, not there. Maybe even more. So, you know, in terms of what he's going to be looking at next season. Has he given any hints away, do you think, into how that might change or how it might stay the same?
Yeah, apologies for hijacking the order of the agenda as well a little bit, Dan. Pre-show the, I mean, I would love obviously yours and Neil comments on this as well. I've been having a look through all of Slot's, well, say all of them, the ones I can find in his interviews in the week after Brighton, and then you know anything after Crystal Palace, and I think the most interesting snippet, for those who have missed it, was a Sky Sports interview. And he is commenting about whether there were any regrets through the season. And he basically says no. But he says, you know, a very high rating I would give us in terms of our league form. But obviously, PSG knocking us out of the Champions League and the Carabao Cup defeat were particular low points. And he then goes on to expand and says, and this is basically his quote, "Might the drop off at the end in those games be because I used mainly the same players November to March?" Then he pauses.